Oh, yeah. Jennifer and I were out to dinner last night. We were sitting at one of these community tables where other people could come up and sit right across from you. And we got to talking with this couple who are dragging a trailer all over America. And they've been doing, they're in their third year.
Third of five years.
And they were talking about how big this trailer was. And they're from Knoxville, Tennessee. And they'd been to every state park in New Mexico, Montana, Wyoming. They were now doing the same thing here in Arizona. And so I had to ask him, I said, well, buddy, what are you hauling that thing with? And he answered, I said, oh, F-350. He said, no, an F-150. Thousands, tens and tens of thousands of miles the last 3 years hauling this ginormous tow-behind live-in trailer with a 150. That's just the kind of service and performance you can expect out of your Ford vehicle. And if you're shopping Ford, there isn't a reason in the world not to get over to Sanderson Ford. 65 years in business, 64 acres of product. Jennifer showed me an article just this week. The number one most stolen car in America, Ford F-150. Everybody wants one. And I'll tell you, the selection at Sanderson Ford is terrific. They're going to treat you. They're even going to treat you better than family. They're going to treat you with respect, no hassle. Go down there, pick out the color, smell it, enjoy it, sit in it, take it around the block. Or at SandersonFord.com, you can shop from home and you can buy from home. And they'll deliver the car to your driveway. That's the level of commitment they've got to you and customer satisfaction at Sanderson Ford.
1-888-767-4348. Lines are open if you have a question, homeowner question. You can also text at 411-923. Just make sure you pull off the side of the road, please.
That's right.
Thanks, Gary.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, we forget sometimes.
You know, we got something in the mail at our home that I thought I'd look into, and it actually came from the city of Scottsdale, and it said, apply for a warm season grass removal rebate. I'm not particularly in the market for removing any grass. I like my backyard lawn. But you can get up to $5,000 removing grass from your yard, warm season grass from your yard in the city of Scottsdale. And that's not the only rebate they had. They had lots of rebates. And so I started exploring. I said, was Scottsdale the only city doing this? And I ended up at AMWA website. And no, in fact, a lot of cities are doing it. Avondale, Chandler, Gilbert, Glendale, Goodyear, Mesa, Peoria, Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe, Flagstaff, Tucson, and Prescott.
So you can remove your grass and save on your water bill and get a little money besides.
And that wasn't the only rebate available. So y'all ought to get a hold of your cities and municipalities and check and see what might be available to you. City of Scottsdale is giving you up to $250 rebate for a new WaterSense irrigation controller. Up to $75 for a WaterSense toilet. Up to $200 for a WaterSense urinal, if you have one in your house. pool and spa removal, up to $1,500. So I thought that was incredible. Warm season grass removal, up to $5,000. Deadline for applications, January 31st, 2022. So it got me just looking at all the rebates that are available through all the different cities. And it was a real attention grabber.
So is that AMWA website a good place to start?
It sure is. Yep. They've got a section there just on rebates. And it takes you through all the municipal water users' rebates that are available.
Cool.
So there you go.
You know, we've been kind of working on this living life worth living in place topic for a couple months now, just on and off, trying to encourage and help those who would like to stay at home rather than what?
Well, I can tell you that since we've started covering this, you know what the number one request we get at Rosie Wright Remodeling for about the last 4 months? Mm-mm. Now, for the last 6 years, it's been mother-in-law suites. How can we fix this house to bring mom or dad home? In the last 4 months, the number one request we've got, Rosie, come fill my living room.
Get that
come
sunken
fill
living room
my
out of
sunken
there.
Living room. Yeah. Come, we just finished filling like three master shower sunken tubs. Come fill them. We're done with that 1970s Jane Bond step down look.
Well,
and it's all for this reason. They want to stay in the house.
Yeah. So this is kind of a big topic, really. I mean, you can't just talk about the house itself. Kind of start there, make sure that mom and dad are safe, can navigate, can do the daily functions that they need to do. But then sometimes what happens is mom and dad slow down so much that they're lonesome. And everybody's life is still going on and busy, and they're home in this home they can stay in, but there's not a lot of contact. So I just did a little research this week, and I was thinking for Christmas, it might be a good idea to think about if your folks don't have or your grandparents don't have an email account and, or know how to use something basic in the computer like that, this would be a good time to help set them up. And, you know, I think a lot of people, we knew some friends who didn't get email till they were in their 80s because they were afraid of it. They were afraid of the internet. And there are cautions, but I think
they didn't even have a computer.
Yeah. You know, when they first came out, our kids were in high school and I said, we will never have that in our house. Ha. now they're in our hands,
and
right?
That's in the 90s, you know.
Yeah. So it's not going away. And, you know, if you're older and you haven't established a relationship through the computer, it really can be very satisfying as far as being able to communicate, and you want to be able to reach your people and they can reach you. So anyway, to set up an email, I just want to give a shout out to Kim Commando. Her website is so robust, and the amount of information she has about the computers and staying safe on it and resources is actually mind-blowing. I don't know how they keep up in a world that changes like this does. But if you just were to go on our site and search safe emails, which I did. And so I signed up.
Safe.
Oh, yes. Okay. So I signed up for one, and it's called Start Mail. And you're going to balk a little bit because it costs $60 a year. But it's private, and it will keep your information from being shared. You know, I have thousands of pieces of junk mail in my email just because I can't keep up. And Google, I have a Google account, so it divides it into primary, then social, then promotional.
Okay.
I don't have time to keep up with all the things I got to delete, and even in your main mailbox. So it can be really frustrating. I signed up. I'm going to start. And she even shows you on the website how to change over if you already have an email, you know, to make it less painful. But anyway, that's a really great one to start with, because where people get in trouble with email is clicking on things they shouldn't, not recognizing spam or phishing, you know,
digital phishing.
Right, where they're trying to get your information or maybe sharing things that they shouldn't, like a social security number. So anyway, you know, I think that would be a great gift, Start Mail, to set that up. Teach them about passwords. Teach them how to keep track of passwords. That is the bane of my existence, is keeping track of.
Oh, amen.
And she even has a little system you can buy to protect your, you know, keep your emails. And if you use Safari, yeah, a lot of them have it. They have a little capture where they can keep track of your passwords. And it, you know, even if you get them started, chances are they're going to need help continuing, because unless you use something every day and a lot of times, it's kind of like the first time every time you do it. I found that with my folks. You kind of have to address it over and over again. But that's a great gift. And it's a gift of connection.
That's interesting. My mom is 99 years old, and she texts us.
Awesome.
But she does it by voice text. Now, there are times I have to pull out the secret decoder ring because some of the words don't come out very well, but I pretty much, we can generally understand what she's saying.
Does she have a thick accent? Yeah. I mean, is it like
no, Kajin? You know, she doesn't. She doesn't, yeah. But can I point this out? Baby K will be 90
Yeah, well, I was going to talk about her birthday. I wasn't going to say which one.
Well, I did. Okay. Well.
That's good.
It came up this morning. I got to thinking about that. Baby Kay's 90.
Yeah.
My mom is 99. They both grew up in South Louisiana at a time in the 40s?
Sure, yeah, right.
What did they attribute for living so long? At a time when we didn't have this technology. We didn't have, diet foods. I mean, it was the real McCoy. It was the real
butter.
Deal.
Lots of butter.
Butter.
Baby came and tell you it's butter.
Start with butter.
I'm thinking there was lots of real butter before they used the other stuff.
That's true.
I think a lot of it, too, was connection. You know, just the support of family and lots of good times and lots of just enjoyment of life. You know, a decision to enjoy life. But
I'll tell you on this topic, the one thing that I've enjoyed more than anything. I'm not a Facebook guy. I'm not. But one of our older daughters, who is married to a career military man, was stationed overseas. And some families they were familiar with introduced them to a platform called Viber. And it's like having your own private family Facebook. No one else is allowed in that's not invited in. And we're on that Viber literally 12 or 13 times a day, checking with family in Brussels, Belgium, Salt Lake City, or wherever,
Portland,
they
D.C.
are. Portland,
yeah,
Oregon,
awesome.
D.C. And you get to see a face. You get to hear a voice. You get to exchange thoughts on events of the day. So as it relates to any of those, I'm going to give you the testimony of someone that doesn't particularly like technology, that Viber, for me, has been very, very easy. Does it cost us anything?
I was going to say, it's a free platform. You can get it as an app on your
smartphone.
Well,
then I really like it.
Or a website. But it's really just a sophisticated texting mechanism, but it is private. You can house everything in that, and it's not going to, if you just use it for your family, it's not going to get convoluted with other things. And you're not going to get distracted by looking at everything on Facebook. And, Facebook has some real security issues.
And that's Viber, V-I-B-E-R.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it got to the point where some of the family were becoming politically agitated over the course of the last election. And not all of our family is on the same page there. So then as the grandpa, I came in and I made a rule. Okay, if y'all going to talk politics, you're going to get off my Viber page. You're going to start a Romero newsroom.
Yes, we have a newsroom.
So all the political conversations happen somewhere separate. On grandpa's page, we're just talking about, it snowed. When's grandpa going to be here? Teach us how to ski.
And when you get to see football games.
When are you coming to Brussels? Yeah, get to watch Remy and football, Roxy and Tinley on horseback, Charlotte and Chloe on their biking and on their bird watching adventures down to Portal. So Viber, if you're going to give someone the gift of digital communication, it's hard to get in trouble because it doesn't create a bunch of massive emails.
And there's no ads. I mean,
there's
nothing.
There's no ads, no nothing.
It's very independent.
So...
highly recommend.
There's my 2 cents.
Yeah.
All right. So that would be a great gift idea. We did get a text and someone asked on the topic of air conditioning, do I need to have my air conditioner heat pump checked twice a year or just in the spring? Manufacturers would have you do it twice a year, spring and fall. I would tell you for a heat pump, if it's fairly new and it doesn't void the warranty, I wouldn't lose sleep over missing one of those the first 2 or 3 years I had the unit. But it's a good habit to get in while they're there, have them check the integrity of the return air duct, get their opinion as to whether or not you're changing your filter often enough based on the cleanliness of the coil. Have them check the accuracy of the thermostat. A lot of programmable thermostats right now, and we don't generally encourage homeowners to program their own thermostats because you you generally fry the brain of the unit. It can be a little complicated. And then you've got all the people that come home when they're not supposed to and try and override the program. And it just makes it harder and harder and harder.
Can't help myself, Gary.
It's
too cold.
Yeah, yeah. So most manufacturers and service providers would tell you twice a year would be just perfect, spring and fall.